How did African slaves pray back in 1820?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Back in 1820, long before they were set free, one writer recorded this prayer by slaves. When will Jehovah hear our cries? When will the Son of Freedom rise? When will for us a Moses stand and bring us out from Pharaoh's hand? Slaves and many abolitionists often prayed that God would end the long night of slave brutality. Like Daniel of old, they interceded with God on behalf of those who suffered. We learn from the book of Daniel how he prayed for the liberation of his people. In Daniel chapter 9, he wrote, I went on praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem, his holy mountain. One notable characteristic of Daniel's prayers was his utter selflessness. On the one hand, he identified with God's justice in permitting his people to go into exile. On the other hand, Daniel identified with his people. He pleaded that God would show them mercy, that God would fulfill his promise to let them go home after 70 years in exile. God responded to Daniel's prayers. God sent an angel. The angel assured Daniel that God had heard his prayers and would deliver his people as he had promised to do. Daniel was not perfect, but he had a passion to do God's will. God listens to those who have a burning desire to do his will when they come to him in the name of our high priest, Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com